The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Ches Amun Aleph says Amar of Huna by Yehuda Amar of Ami La'olam Yashlam Adam Parash Yosef Imat Sibur Shnayim Mikrov Achir Targum. Gemara is teaching us the halacha of saying Shnayim Mikrov Achir Targum every week on that week's parsha. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim. Why indeed is the halacha that one has to say Shnayim Mikrov Achir Targum? And this machlokes has many ramifications in the understanding and the fulfillment of this very important halacha. The Chinuch explains that the reason we have this halacha is because it's part of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah is that one should review the entire Chamishei Chumshei Torah every year. Another explanation given by the Rishonim is that it's actually an extension of the halacha of the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah, which means that besides that we know that the Torah has to be read b'tzibur every week, an extension of that chiyuv is that it has to also be read by each one of us individually. A third explanation, this is the explanation offered by the Trumas Hadeshin, is that the reason one has to read Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum is because it's the way to prepare for Kriyas HaTorah. In order to properly prepare for Kriyas HaTorah, we first have to do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. Another explanation that the Achronim actually offer is that we find precedent in the Torah that we had parashas taught three times. The Matan Moshe explains that the Torah was given on Har Sinai, the Torah was given by the Ohel Moed, and then the Torah was given in Arav Smoyev, and the Torah, when it speaks about the Torah in Arav Smoyev, says the word Be'er Heitev. That's corresponding to the Targum, which explains the Torah. The Chasam Sofer, along the same line, says that the Torah was written three times. It was written on the Avonim, on the stones in the Yardain, and in Gilgal. And the third time, it was written on the stones by Har Evel. But at that time, when it was written on the stones on Har Evel, it was written b'shivim lashon, in all 70 languages. And because it was written in all 70 languages, that's, again, corresponding to the obligation, not just of doing Shnai Mikra, two times the Chumash, but also Echad Targum, one time the Targum. The Gemara continues to say that we have to read every word Shnai Mikra of Echad Targum, Afilu, even the words Atarois for Divine, which don't have really any translation, and we'll speak about that more soon. And the Gemara says, Kokol HaMashlim Parshiyosov Ematzibur, whoever does say, do this, says Shnai Mikrecha Tarbim Ematzibur on a weekly basis, Marichan Lo Yoma Vishnoisov. He'll be Zoicha Tariches Yomim Vishonim. Actually, Mefarshim, the Madani Yontif on the Rosh says that what the Marichan Lo Yom Vishnoisov doesn't only mean to a quantitative amount that a person will have long life, but also speaks to a qualitative life. And he says that the life that a person will have will be a life of a life of toiva, a life of goodness, again, for being Mikayim, this important mitzvah of Shnai Mikra Ve'echer Targum. The Mepharshim explain why indeed is Marichan Lo Yoma Vishnoisov. And perhaps in understanding why someone is zoicha to such a gewaldige bracha for being saying Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, it could be connected to the Machloikas Rishonim that we just quoted, why one must be Marvis Sedra say Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. One explanation is that we know that the halacha is, it says in the Mishnah, that Olam Yashlam Adam Shnoisav, a person should divide his days, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, V'Shlish B'Gemara, third in Tanakh, a third in Mishnah, and a third Gemara. And as all the Mepharshim explain, it doesn't specifically mean that every hour of learning should be divided into three. What it means is that a person should become proficient in Tanakh, a person should become proficient in Mishnah, and a person should become proficient in Gemara. So now, we can understand this bracha. Here we're referring to a Jew who already is proficient in Chumash. If he's already proficient in Chumash, we would think that he need not do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum anymore. He already fulfilled that obligation. That's why the Gemara teaches us that don't worry about the time that you, so to speak, spending on learning something that you've learned again, because you'll get Arichas Yomim, that time will be, so to speak, made up. If that's the explanation, so that seems clearly to indicate that the obligation is connected to the Chiyuv of learning Torah. But there's another pshat, why Marichan Lo Yomo V'Shnoisov. We're going to learn later in our Masecht on Daf Nun Hei, that the Gemara says, Shloisha Dvar Mekatsrim Yomav Shladim. The three things cause a person not to live long. V'echemhem, one of them is, Mishikoyrim Loy Lalis L'Taira, somebody who's called up for an Aliyah, V'eina Oilav, and he doesn't go up because he's unable to read from the Torah. So here, by doing Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, so you are properly preparing yourself to be able to get the Aliyah, especially in the time of Chazal, where everybody who got an Aliyah read from the Torah himself. So therefore, he won't be in the category of somebody who can't take the Aliyah and causes that his life should be cut off. On the contrary, he will be in the category of a person who can get the Aliyah and therefore get Marichin Yomav V'Shnoisav. If that's pshat, it clearly seems to indicate that the obligation v'shnai mikra v'echa targum is actually connected to the need to prepare oneself before Kriyas HaTorah with the parasha of that week. Interesting to note that the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Resh Pei Hei, quotes this halacha and says, Apisha Adam Shemei Kol HaTorah Kula Kol Shabbos B'Tzibur, a person hears every week the entire Kriyas HaTorah, Chayiv Likros L'Atzmai B'Chol Shavua, he has to read for himself Parshas Oysa Shavua, the parsha of that week, Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, Afila Taras V'Divan. So clearly, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that this is a very strong obligation. In fact, the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch make an interesting observation that our Gemara didn't use the word chayiv. One is obligated. Our Gemara says l'olam yashlam. The Shulchan Aruch says the word chayiv. And I saw explanation why indeed. Because there were people that thought that there is no obligation, that the obligation of Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum is not such a strong obligation. Why were people lax in this obligation? So there perhaps could be one of two explanations. One is, especially based on what we just said a moment ago, that the reason they used to do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, as the Rishonim explain, is to prepare for Kriyas HaTorah. But that was only in their times where everybody read themselves from the Torah when they got an Aliyah. Nowadays, we don't read ourselves when we get an Aliyah, and therefore they thought that that obligation no longer therefore exists, and therefore it has to be said very strictly that even Bizman Hazeh, there remains an obligation of Shnaim Ikra Vecha Targum. And perhaps another explanation that could be offered is that there's a Raven. There's a very interesting a reason for Shnaim Mikra Vecha Targum given by the Raven. The Raven says the reason for Shnaim Mikra Vecha Targum is similar to the Gemaras that we've been learning, is that here we're referring to an individual who isn't able to make it to shul for Kriyas HaTorah. And since he can't make it to shul for Kriyas HaTorah, we would therefore think that he should, that's the individual, should fulfill Kriyas HaTorah with Shnaim Mikra Vecha Targum. To dispel that mistake, tells us the Shulchan Aruch, Chayiv, that everyone is independently obligated to do Shnaim Mikra Vecha Targum, even if you're going to be able, as the Shulchan Aruch clearly indicates, even though you're going to hear it in shul on Shabbos. In fact, the Paiskim indicate that the obligation of Shnaim Mikra Targum is included in the Chi of Chinuch, that one is obligated to be mechanech his children. And I saw from Rosh Moshe Sternberg, from the Shas Tshuvas, Tshuvas Hanhagas, however, that we're going to be discussing soon when one should start doing Shnaim Mikra Vecha Targum every Shabbos. So he says that let's say a child is being bar mitzvah this week, or the child is being bar mitzvah on Shabbos, he suggests that we should wait to do Shnaim, he should wait to do Shnaim Mikra Vecha Targum until he's actually bar mitzvah, when he has a much greater level of obligation to do the Shnaim Mikra Vecha Targum. So Al Gemara said, Vafilu atorois v'divoin. Even the words atorois v'divoin should be said with Shnaim Mikra Vecha Targum. And there's a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, what does the Gemara mean with saying atorois v'divoin? Rashi explains that atorois v'divoin means that there's no Targum on the words atorois v'divoin. And those words, therefore, Rashi said, should be read three times. The mikra of those words should be read three times. Tosfos disagrees, because Tosfos says, if that's what the Gemara means to say, so why does the Gemara use ataris v'divoin? And the Gemara could have said any word. The Gemara could have said Ruvein v'Shimon as well. So Tosfos therefore says, the reason the Gemara chose to say ataris v'divoin is because even though there is no Targum Unculus on those words, Tosfos indicates that there is Targum Yerushalmi on those words, and on those words, you should therefore not, if you don't have Targum Unculus, you could say Targum Yerushalmi. So to answer Rashi, how do we answer Tosfos' question on Rashi, that indeed, if it means to say the Chumash a third time, so why did the Gemara choose Ataris v'Divan, not Ruvein v'Shimon? So I saw two Terutzim. The Taz and the Tzlach answer, because we know that Ataris v'Divan are the names of cities in the Amori. Ruvein and Shimon, on the other hand, are the name of Shvatim. So we would think that we shouldn't mention the name of cities of Amori more times than necessary. That's why the Gemara tells us that even Ataris v'Divoin, which are names of Amori cities, should be said three times. Another explanation is because we have to look at the Psukim where the names of the Shvatim are mentioned. They're mentioned in the middle of a Pasuk. So of course you can't just say part of a Pasuk. So therefore it's obvious that you should say the entire Pasuk. But Ataris v'Divan, which are independent names, maybe since they don't represent anything special, they need not be repeated. That's why Rashi says that even Ataris v'Divan should be said a third time. Perhaps, again, that machloikis, what to do when we get to such a word, should we say the Chumash a third time? Or should we say the Targum Yerushalmi, as Tosfos says, is connected to the machloikis which we began with. Tosfos holds that the purpose of Shnayim Mikra v'Echad v'Targum is to understand the Chumash. So of course, most preferable, as we will discuss, is Targum Unkelus. But if you don't have Targum Unkelus, then do Targum Yerushalmi. Rashi says that it's really just an extension of the Chiv of Kriyas HaTorah, or it's a preparation for Kriyas HaTorah, and the way Chazal established that that should be accomplished is strictly through 2 times Chumash and 1 time Targum. And if you don't have Targum, then there's no point in the Targum Yerushalmi. You should then do you could just do the Chumash a third time. Lahalocha, the Paiskim, that Mishnah Berurah says what one should do when we get to word La'ataris with Divine is do, you could do either way, either like Rashi or like Tosfos. But Rashi says that the Mishnah Berurah says that if at all possible, one should do both the Targum Yerushalmi and do the Chumash a third time. Another interesting nafkamina between these pshatim in the reason for Shnayim Mikra v'Echad v'Targum is there a point to doing Shnayim Mikra v'Echad v'Targum from a Sefer Torah? Is there specifically a point in doing Shnayim Mikra v'Echad v'Targum with the Tamim, with the way the Torah is read? And again, if we say that the point of Shnayim Mikra v'Echad v'Targum is because of learning, so there's no point in doing it from a Sefer Torah. There's no need to do it with a Tamim. We're just doing it to become familiar with Chamishi Chumshi Torah. If, on the other hand, the obligation is based on preparing ourselves for Kriyas HaTorah, so certainly doing it from a Sefer Torah, doing it with the Tamim is most appropriate. Another interesting nafkamina will be if one went out of the proper order in reading Shnayim Mikra v'Echad v'Targum. If it's for the point of just becoming familiar with the Chumash, so of course one should read the Shnayim Mikra v'Echad v'Targum in the proper order that it was said, but if he didn't, it's still fine, because he's becoming familiar with all of the Chumash. If, on the other hand, it's for preparation of Kriyas HaTorah, or an extension of Kriyas HaTorah, so then it would be most appropriate to do it over in the proper order. The Shulchan Aruch continues to say in Sif Beis, Im Lamed HaParsha B'Pirush Rashi, if you didn't do the Targum Unkelus, but instead of Targum Unkelus you did Pirush Rashi, Choshev K'may Targum, V'Yorish Mayim Yikra Targum, V'Gam Pirush Rashi. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Rashi could be in the place of Targum Unkelus, and he says, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, what's best to do is to do actually both. What is the question dependent on? So again, it's dependent on what we've been discussing. If we say that the purpose of Shnayim Mikra v'Echad v'Targum is because of learning Chumash, so that's why the Shulchan Aruch, and based on what the Rishonim teach us, says that you should learn Chumash, that you should learn the Chumash in the way that you understand it best. And certainly, learning it in the way you understand it best is with Pirush Rashi, specifically Bizman HaZeh nowadays, where people aren't so familiar with the Unkelus. If, on the other hand, we learn that it's a special takana that Chazal made, so Chazal established that it should be done with Unkelus, and therefore one shouldn't deviate from what Chazal said. Interestingly, the Paiskim say the following. Even according to the opinions and this is very much in line with what we're saying, even according to the opinion that one should do it together with Rashi, the halacha is that's only if you understand Rashi. But if one isn't familiar with Rashi, that there is no point in learning Rashi because it's not giving you any understanding. And we're saying that the entire point of Rashi is to help you understand what you're learning. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah and all the other Paiskim suggest that under such circumstances, one should prefer to do a different Pirush. A Pirush even in English, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about Senarena, which was written in Yiddish, which was understood in those times, being examples of pirushim, of commentaries that are well understood. The advantage of Targum is, number one, Targum was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Sinai. And furthermore, Rashi doesn't explain every word. The Targum Unkelus explains every word, and therefore makes more sense. That's why the Targum Unkelus has an advantage. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says what's best to do is both. He should do both Targum Unkelus and also the Pirush Rashi, or the Pirush that he understands. There's another question. How should Shnayim Ikra V'Echad Targum be done? Some have the minhag of doing every pasuk, saying the pasuk twice, and afterwards, after they say the pasuk twice, they say the targum, and then afterwards, they go on to the next pasuk. Others have the minhag that they do each parsha, where there's a pei, a samach, separately. There are minhagim, different communities do each their minhagim and their basis for both ways. We could probably suggest that these two minhagim are really connected to the question that we just discussed. If we're going to say that the purpose of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum is to learn Chumash or to understand the Chumash, then we should do one pasuk at a time. If, on the other hand, the purpose of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum is to prepare for Kriyas HaTorah, or an extension of Kriyas HaTorah, so there you can never read one pasuk at a time, and therefore, just like you can't read one pasuk at a time, so too you read a parasha at a time, so you should also do Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum at the same time. It seems that everyone is in agreement that the order of doing Shnei Psukim, Two Psukim, V'Echad Targum should be followed. With the Chumash taking place before the Targum, there is a raya that some want to bring that the proper way of doing Shnei Mikra V'Echad Targum is not one pasuk at a time, but to do one parasha at a time, because they say that's exactly what the Gemara says. L'olam yashlam adam parashi yosef. Why does the Gemara use the word parashi yosef? To teach us that we should do one parasha at a time when we're doing the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. We will continue with more halachas on Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum in our next shiur.